Waking Up with Wayne. Today's best variety. Easy Rock.
Well, some say that Blue Monday exists. Some say it's a made-up holiday. Some people feeling depressed. Some people just happy that they're not shoveling. But one thing you cannot argue is that seasonal affective disorder does affect a lot of people. And here, there's many times where we go weeks without seeing the sun. And that can, of course, really affect you in a negative way. Joining me on the phone, I have Lorene Wales, who's an Edmonton-based registered dietitian, and she joins me on the phone from Edmonton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being here. We were just laughing, saying, for us, we don't have a pile of snow. We had a pile, so over the weekend, we didn't have to shovel as much, and you're out of the deep freeze.
Oh, we are so out of the deep freeze, and that's why I said that it's not going to be. The only thing blue today in Edmonton is going to be the sky.
No, it's crazy. Minus 48 there with the wind chill last week. But seasonal affective disorder does affect a lot of people. Let's talk about that. Is there something that we could be eating, or what can we do to kind of combat it?
Well, the most important thing to combat seasonal affective disorder and just our overall feeling down and blue is our self-care. And what I mean by self-care, there's a couple or several components to it. Getting adequate sleep, making sure that we are fueling our body in a balanced way 80% of the time, making sure that we are engaging our mind and aware of what our behaviors are so that we can ensure that we are acting in a way that helps support us being as happy and healthy as possible, and then moving our body, because physical fitness is also incredibly important for both physical and mental health. Mm-hmm. So all of those things, it's interesting because when I say self-care, I mean, and I'm sure there are people listening on the radio that might roll their eyes and go, oh, whatever, like same old, same old. But the reality is, Canadians, we're not doing it.
I've heard that. It's a very small number of people that are actually doing all the things we're supposed to do.
Yeah. It is, but then we sit back and go, oh, poor me. Oh, I feel this and I feel that. And when you look in the mirror and actually hold yourself accountable to taking care of yourself, it's not happening. And I really people often ask, well, what's the underlying issue? And what I've been seeing, colleagues always say, oh, gosh, send you to Lorene, she'll make you cry. I don't make people cry because what that oftentimes makes people cry is I ask the question, do you actually genuinely think that you matter?
Hmm.
Do I know how many people have never even contemplated that?
No.
What? So if you don't fundamentally think you matter, you're not going to be at all interested in doing anything related to self-care.
Mm-hmm. What I liked when you talked about self-care, it's not just one thing. It wasn't just eating. Like, thank God you didn't say eat kale. I mean, my wife tries to sneak it in. I can't do it. I try, but sleep was important. Health,
100%.
Eating is important. I like that you said only 80% of the time, so I can still sneak in some bad food once in a while. That's good. And then, of course, the moving, the fitness. That's a big one. When I don't do that, man, I feel terrible.
Well, a couple weeks ago, I was in boot camp, and the trainer said, here, you have to hit the punching bag with this bat. And he came walking by as I was doing it, and he's like, well, you're totally into this. And in my that was the best therapy. I've never done that exercise before, and I'm thinking, wow, okay, yes, because there was I have two teenagers, love them to pieces, don't get me wrong, but an alien has pretty much invaded their body, and sometimes it's just really frustrating. And so the workout that morning was really important. And so we have to have releases to vent our frustrations.
You nailed it. Because when you're out on a workout, you're not thinking about the kids or anything else. You're thinking about yourself and... Yeah, you're just in your own zone. So what was it? You were hitting a bag with a bat?
Yes. They said, I forget what, I mean, it's basically, yeah, just you stand there just like, I mean, yeah.
Like a warrior. You're a warrior.
Totally. It was, like I said, never done it before. And yeah. I'm like, wow, this is effective. And I let me tell you, I got rid of those aliens in my mind.
I guess so. I think it's really important to find maybe some friends to do this with, too, so that when you totally. Say, I don't want to do it, or I'm having a tough time eating, or whatever it is, you need to have somebody there to kind of tell you to suck it up.
You do, but first and foremost, we all need to start actually holding ourselves accountable to us, because we're the first ones that let ourselves down. There's nobody out there. I mean, life. I'm not sitting here saying that that self-care is going to take away all of the stressors in your life. That's not what I'm saying at all. But there's life is life.
Yeah.
It happens. There's nothing we can do to control the curveballs that it throws our way. The only thing in our defense is our self-care. So think of your self-care as building that armor to protect you. And you have to be the one engaged to do it, because nobody else is going to do it. There is no magic pill out there. There is no magic quick fix solution or potion that you can drink today and have all of your troubles taken away. No, we have to start getting engaged in our health, because we're not doing it.
I love
and
it.
So.
Yeah, that's perfect advice. Lorene Wales joining us from Edmonton. I really appreciate you being on the show. And if somebody wants to learn more and get more information, which website should they go to?
Revivewellness.ca or MyVivaInc.com.
Okay, Revivewellness.ca. That's an easy one to remember. Lorene, thank you very much for being on the show.
My pleasure. Have an awesome day.
Waking up with Wayne.
It makes me pumped up. I feel refreshed.
Today's best variety, Easy Rock. This is the Kootenai Boundaries Easy Rock.
My favorite. I love it. Every single morning.
And you're waking up with Wayne.